This is Weekend Breakfast.
We're talking to Jackie Gillies this morning. You know her from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. She's got a tour going on at the moment called Shine It Up. If you want to get any more information, it's exojackie.com. Her last show is in Cairns tomorrow night, I believe.
Well, psychic stuff?
Yes.
Good morning. Psychic stuff, mindset shift, inspiration and motivation, Mr. Lakey.
Oh, well, yes. I've got all the motivation I need for this interview. Of course, now they say a good psychic doesn't shy away from skepticism. Skeptic Lakey over here.
Oh, he's so skeptical. It's so annoying because Jackie, my Newcastle sister.
Yes.
I reckon I'm a bit psychic.
Yes.
Would you be able to tell from my voice right now that I may or may not be psychic?
Listen, this is my absolute belief. I've been doing psychic medium readings for many years before I did The Real Housewives of Melbourne, before I even started doing the show. And I believe that every human being is psychic. It's how far you open your consciousness level. So, Lakey, the one thing I'm going to say to you is a lot of the time I think healthy skepticism is absolutely brilliant, and I think that every human being, you know, has that inside of them until they have something that happens in their life and they go, okay, now I'm kind of awoken. And I think a lot of the time as well, too, when you're asking me, do I believe you're psychic? Absolutely. I believe that, I even believe that Lakey's had psychic vibes where he's felt things that have happened before they've happened. Whether you receive a phone call or whether you think of somebody and that phone call comes, or, you know, you could be at a party and something you got feelings and something's not quite right here, or, you know, I'm hearing some kind of intuition, but you don't listen to it. So, my friend Lakey, it's okay to be skeptic, but I always say to keep an open mind, because when you do that, then you allow the flow of the universal law where you can hear messages. So, yes.
She's appeased both of us there. She's gone, yeah, it's okay to be skeptic. Tanya, you're also psychic. I mean, she's nailed both of us, and we're very happy with you at this point,
well,
Jackie.
Yeah, not so fast, guys. Is there any way that psychic can, that Tanya can open up her psychic channels a little bit more? Because in the past couple of weeks when she's done the Is Tanya Psychic segment, she's actually getting worse and worse as the weeks progress. She started 2 out of 3 in the first week, and I don't think she's picked anything out of the last 7 guesses.
Okay, the first thing you've got to do if you want to open up your psychic awareness, you've got to meditate. That's the first thing I'm going to say. And you've got to learn how to clear your mind. So what I mean by that is you have to stop the chatter in your mind. Like, for example, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I'm already feeling Lakey. He sometimes gets a bit anxious in the mornings, right? He gets anxiety, whether he's going to admit that on the radio or not, but that's the truth.
Danny, Jackie, he runs around before every show, jumps up and down.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel his anxiety. But what I'm going to say is when you learn how to stop that chatter in your mind, you start to hear your guidance.
That's interesting.
Lakey, with you especially, you're not completely happy with your working environment. That's the first thing I'm going to say. The second thing I'm going to say is you're not staying where you're living. Absolutely not. And that change for you will happen in the next 8 months if you allow it. The third thing, Lakey, I'm going to say to you as well is that you do want to start your own concept, but something's holding you back. You're not telling many people about that.
Oh, my God.
And so, well, you are. And the fourth thing I'm going to also say is that as I'm talking to you, I can feel like you're fiddling a little bit and you're trying hard not to. But I am going to say to you that you will not be staying in this working environment at all. And you've already put in your head that you don't want to be here. So that's the first thing I'm going to say.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting nonetheless. All our friends in Cairns, you can actually head along to Jackie Gillies, a Shine It Up tour, a final show tomorrow evening. Tickets available at xojackie.com. If you want to get your hands on a double pass, give us a call, 131060. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.
Interesting. Don't like your working environment?
A little awkward between you and I.
Lakey, yeah. Don't laugh. I thought you were going to say, no, of course
she's
I do.
She's wrong. She's wrong, I tells you.
You're not making eye contact.
Me and you are going to be in this industry together for 20 years now.
Just to prove
just
her
to
wrong.
Prove Jackie Gillies wrong.
Well, she said the way to become a better psychic is to meditate. Oh, that's not for me.
Oh, jeez. It's a big call, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
But I do want to get better.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
A day that's very dear to my heart. And I've had my
some dumb day. No. It was donut day yesterday. That was a good time. Got around that, obviously.
That was good fun. Look, I've been eyeing this one off for a while on the calendar. And I'd just like to wish everyone out there who's probably waking up early full of glee today, happy International Rocky Road Day.
Ooh, that is a good day.
Yeah.
Not a thing, but still.
It's a great thing. Plenty of people out there. Now, what I thought on 131060, can you pass me the radio rule book for a second?
Yep.
Thank you.
You got that?
Cheers. All right. Open that window over there.
Oh, no. Throw it out the window.
Heads up. Heads up. It's out the window. It's out the window. 13, 10, 60. To celebrate International Rocky Road Day. There's nothing worse. It's producers 101. If someone's on a noisy phone line where they're on hands-free and they're on this really rocky, bumpy road, they don't even get through. Doesn't matter how good their story is. They're like, no, the audio's not crisp enough for radio, mate.
Can't get them on.
Yeah.
It's actually annoying because, we miss out on these great stories because of rocky roads.
Yeah. And to be honest, a lot of the time as a radio announcer as well, I hate hearing that in my hands reverberating around.
Annoying.
Like, for God's sake, pull over, get on a smooth road, far out, find some nice tasty vanilla tarmac, please.
Mm.
The rule book's already out the window. International Rocky Road Day. This is the lunar eclipse.
Here we go.
For anyone on Australia's rocky roads right now to give us a call on 13 10 60. We'll find out who's on Australia's rockiest road.
This is good.
Producer Felix, the less you can hear of their story, the better.
Yeah.
You can spin anything. You can tell us how the road's looking, what state you're driving in, where you're driving to, anything to do with the journey that you're on.
If you've ever called a station and they've been like, can't put you to air, your road's too rocky, can't hear you. Well, this is your time.
I'm imagining some truckies out there go, this is my time.
This is it.
This is it. 13, 10, 60. Are you on one of Australia's rockiest roads right now?
Because I thought we were going to do Who Wants to Eat Rocky Road.
Oh, no.
This is fine too, but
didn't even occur to me. No, just road chat on 13, 10, 60. If you're on Australia's rockiest road, we want to hear from you. / don't really want to hear from you whatsoever. Just all the rocky ambiance in the background.
I want to hear the distortion.
Trainwreck Radio. We'll get the calls on the air next. Happy International Rocky Road Day, everyone.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Team, we'd like to wish everyone a happy International Rocky Road Day. It's huge.
Good day.
I've been eyeing this off for a while. I mean, I think that if I cast my mind right back to the first meeting we ever had, and we sort of mapped out the shows for the year. I said, well, this is where I'll come to the forefront.
Yeah, and I thought we'd go literal. You know, 13, 10, 60, what's your best Rocky Road inclusion? Or we taste Rocky Road on the air to celebrate it.
Oh, yeah, which
but
marshmallows
no.
go best? No, not at all.
It's always Pascal, by the way.
In fact, yeah, and reading closely here, I think I've accidentally glossed over the fact that, it's celebrating the chocolate snack and not the Rocky Roads in general. Didn't even occur to me.
Yeah.
Did not occur to me.
Yeah, so you've gone literal Rocky Roads, 13, 10, 60. We're trying to find the rockiest road in Australia.
It's like bringing Easter eggs to a Christmas party.
Yeah, but I'm interested to see how we go because literally in radio, you were saying this before, when someone calls with a terrible line because they're on a rocky road, it's frustrating as hell.
Yep.
And you can often miss really great stories because they're on a rocky road, can't get them to air.
Yep.
But this time we want people to call with basically no signal.
Yeah. And I tell you what, Janet, who's just moved into the new estate, Pelican's Rise, just north of the city, smooth tarmac, couldn't get through.
Yeah, we wouldn't take it. Not for
too
this
crisp.
One.
Too crisp. Brenton in Melbourne. Winchy! Brenton!
Yes! Yes! Brenton, morning.
How you going?
Where are you?
I'm in Donnybrook in Melbourne, and I'm on a road breaking rocks with an excavator.
He's going to be hard to beat. Very it's literally rocky road.
Very nice indeed, Brenton.
Solid, Brenton.
Thank you. I mean, they're sporadic sort of rocks at the moment. What I was imagining was
it's pretty full on.
It's very full on indeed. It's like some sort of he's just sort of scaling over things. Yeah. I'm more looking for a constant rockiness at this point in time. As I rise up Kev's fader on 13, 10, 60.
It sounds pretty bad.
Jesus Christ, Kev, where are you?
Hey guys, I'm in between Shepparton and Benalla on the Midland Highway, and it's atrocious.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a little bit of splashback in the background when it comes to like loose rocks and pebbles, but I think Brenton's still got it at this point in time.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, you haven't pulled over, have you, Kev? Because we're actually getting nothing.
I hit a smooth bit.
Yeah.
It's rocky, I swear it is.
What a weird thing to defend. I swear I'm on a rocky road. What is this radio show?
This sounds a little bit more. Shelby and Shepparton, hello.
Yeah, hello, guys.
We can't hear you basically at all.
I'm carting lambs down Tuzumar Boundary Road, Pine Lodge, and there's 3 degrees and it's freezing.
Okay, personality 100% wins.
Yeah, love it.
That was so bad.
Oh, God. Caroline on 13, 10, 60. What a dodgy line from you. You sound like you're on a rocky road somewhere.
Yeah, and now I've just come into a clear vent, of course.
Yes,
and
always.
It's always the way. But yeah, no, I'm on my way to work, so it's a pretty dodgy road. Yeah.
Where are you? In
near Pittsworth, in Queensland. Here we go. Yeah, so it's really good.
I love that. She's like, there we go. Here
there we go.
Hitting up the pothole, guys. Good news. Some real loose surfaces coming up here. Oh, Jesus. Corey, last call on 13 cents.
There you go, mate.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah, is it a sing? Is it a thing? You have one job, Chanya. Talk. Whoa, I couldn't even say my own name. Chanya. Okay. Is it a thing? 13, 10, 60. Sympathy pregnancy. I want to know if sympathy pregnancy is a thing. I asked this. My cousin has been DMing me, sliding in there, telling me that she's got a bloated stomach, that she's craving lollies and chocolate and getting sick in the morning because another girl in the office is pregnant and she's gone out in sympathy. And now, I'm like, not a thing.
Can you just explain to me what the sympathy pregnancy is? Because apparently, I thought it was when you're pregnant and someone is sympathising with you, but that's not it.
Yes, they sympathise with the symptoms, apparently.
So you're showing all the signs of pregnancy without being pregnant is what it is.
Yes. Okay. And I'm, you know, skeptic on this. And I'm not a skeptic on most things, but I'm like, really? Are you, you know, and she's like, no, I just feel so bloated. I'm sick in the morning. I'm craving sweets. And there's a girl at the office who's pregnant. I sit next to her. And I think because we're in such close proximity, our hormones are, I've just never really heard of that being a thing.
So she's claiming that she's put on a bit of weight. She's retaining a bit more water. She's hungry for chocolate in the morning. Therefore, she's pregnant.
Well, no, she's saying she's getting sick in the morning, like morning sickness, mimicking morning sickness.
Wow.
I just don't know how that is physically possible. In 13, 10, 60, if you're a doctor, do you know what I mean?
Like, no, don't encourage my girlfriend to ring up again. No, she really brought the mood down just before.
From a medical perspective.
She'll bring bloody blood into it again.
Well, yeah. I kind of want to hear from a doctor, though, because what is it? Is it a thing? Have people gone through this? Have husbands got this when their wives have been pregnant? I'm genuinely interested. I don't believe it's a thing. I think my cousin's, just put on a bit of weight, to be completely honest.
Well,
and she's craving sweets, which is a good time and normal. And getting sick in the morning? Yes, work is hard. You get a bit sick in the morning. I hear. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I'm only learning about this now. But to the naked ear, to me, it sounds a little bit of a stretch. Like, for example, if I was telling you, well, yeah, I've got sympathy measles.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, fever, runny nose. Where are your measles? Well, don't have the measles. No. Just sympathy measles.
Sympathy measles. Well, is that a thing? Are people having sympathy other injuries? Like if someone breaks their back, does their partner have a sore back? I don't know. I don't believe it. But I'm happy to be swayed and hear everyone's stories if this is an actual thing. 13, 10, 60, sympathy pregnancy. Is it a thing?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know,
is sympathy pregnancy a thing? 13, 10, 60. Australia, I need to know. I need to know. My cousin slipped into the DMs on the weekend, last weekend, and she said that she's feeling awful. She's got a bloated stomach. She's been craving sweet things like lollies and slices and whatever, and she's been getting sick in the morning, and she reckons it's sympathy pregnancy because there's a girl who sits next to her at her office who is pregnant. And I was like, not a thing. That is BS.
So you're catching all the symptoms of a pregnancy.
Without
the main symptom, of course, harvesting a baby.
Correct.
And it's because she thinks it's because she's sitting next to someone at work who's actually pregnant.
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, never heard of that.
Okay, no, I hadn't heard of that either. Sam, in Melton on 13, 10, 60, is it a thing or not?
Yeah, so my partner completely claimed it was a thing when I was pregnant. I came to a stick when I was...
Is this a male partner or a female partner?
Male partner.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
So wait. So
he's like, he would claim that he was sick when I was. He ended up putting probably on more weight than I did in my pregnancy. And we both like bounced back after it. It's just whilst I was pregnant, he would claim to be feeling the same thing, like the overtiredness and everything.
What? That's crazy. The fact that he bounced back is even weirder.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you believe it? Do you believe he was having sympathy pregnancy? Or were you just like, you know,
it may be a strange coincidence. I'm thinking coincidence, surely. What do you think?
Oh, look, yeah, I thought it was a little bit of, BS. Just on the, like, if you're actually having a baby, it was more so he was maybe taking his lens off there a little bit.
I can imagine there'd be nothing more frustrating for a woman going through pregnancy and the husband's going, yes, I'm also very sick. Yeah, feel my belly
exactly,
too.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you don't feel it in the hormones.
So true.
Oh, wow. Goodness gracious. Very interesting.
I need to hear from a doctor. Yeah, fascinated.
Yeah, we're trying to get one through. Sinead in Townsville on 131060. You're not a doctor, but you claim your dog had a phantom pregnancy.
Yeah, my dog had a phantom pregnancy, so she would lay in our basket of dirty clothes with her toy bone underneath her and would growl at us if we tried to grab her bone because it was her baby.
Goodness me.
But she didn't, like, physically swell up or anything like that. She didn't have the physical symptoms.
A little bit. She, like, swelled up a little bit and she was all sooky. I don't know. But, yeah, it was a phantom pregnancy and it was the weirdest week I have ever had with a dog.
Was she hanging out with other pregnant dogs or something? Yeah, she caught this from someone?
No, she was not. It was just an out-of-the-blue little thing and we had to get the vet around and everything because we thought she was sick, but she was just having a phantom pregnancy, apparently.
And no, what? So the vet's got his little stethoscope out and looked at you, got phantom pregnancy. Yeah, I've seen it before.
Pretty much.
Really?
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
Fascinating.
This is so interesting.
It's news to me as well that a dog's even. I always thought that like an animal whilst they're giving birth. Like if a cow, for instance, is giving birth, is it thinking, oh, yeah, here we go. Obviously another of my babies. Or it's going, what the hell is going on? Like, is it even aware it's pregnant and having a birth?
That's a different topic altogether.
Sorry. Don't tempt me with phantom pregnancy. I'll go off on cow tangents.
Yeah, it's just interesting. We've got a doctor. Dr. Darren.
Hello. Yeah, bring some sense to this. Just two idiots in a radio studio trying to make medical diagnoses. What is it?
Yeah, from a doctor's perspective, it looks like possibly the biggest case of placebo you've ever seen.
Right.
What I reckon is she's gone online, she's searching through Google, and she's done about this phantom pregnancy or sympathetic pregnancy, and she's just fallen into a fake pregnancy in her mind.
So you, as a GP or a doctor, you believe that it is not a thing?
Not a thing at all. I think it's one big case of placebo.
Unbelievable.
So is there anything that she can do to get rid of this fake pregnancy now?
Yes.
What?
Please.
What she's got to do is she's got to train her mind out of that Google article that she read. She's got to go back. Got to go back to that site. And she's got to unread it.
I don't know if she can do that, but fascinating. This is an educational show at this point. This is like a documentary-style show. Hey. People are learning right now.
I'm well out of my depth.
A fully qualified doctor's perspective right now. Yeah.
Are you a fully qualified doctor?
15 years in the industry, going strong.
Yeah, there you go.
15 years in the industry.
Yeah, you've heard it from Dr. Darren. I mean, no one can trump that.
Yeah, and just because he said it, I definitely believe it.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell your cousin that she's just putting on weight and eating gobstoppers in the morning for no reason.
This is Weekend Breakfast.